So exercise is a confusing word, and it gets in people's way. So I want to talk about reframing the discussion around exercise a little bit. So for whoever you are, whether or not you're fit or could be more fit or not fit at all, I want to look at this experience that we call exercise, which in my understanding of medicine, so I'm an East Asian medicine practitioner, Chinese medicine, herbs, diet, acupuncture, these are kind of where I spend my days focusing with people. And the idea of dieting or exercising is sensational and it's confusing. And part of why is, you know, for one reason, people get embarrassed for being fat or, you know, shamed, or they have, you know, their own shame about these things, so it's emotionally charged. But also all of the advertising that goes on around fitness and supplements and exercise, you know, gyms and memberships and the fitness industry, right? It's tremendous in terms of its market share. Those are some really big businesses who have a lot of money, who spend a lot of money and time trying to make it even more emotional, trying to twist the knife, if you will, of the pains that you're experiencing, or try to, you know, throw salt in the wound to make you really, really feel and see pain that you may or may not have around a particular part of your health and fitness, right? Or health and fitness as a whole. And it's not inherently a bad thing, but it does make the waters more tumultuous. So we're looking at our relationship to exercise, right? And it's relative. So if you are a go, go, go kind of person and you have an active job, you're on your feet, you're walking around, you do, like, maybe you're a geologist and you go hiking or something, or you're a chef and you're walking around a lot in the kitchen and moving around, and maybe you go, you know, take a dip in the pool or the ocean or something just as part of your daily routine, but you don't necessarily consider that exercise, right? What that could feel like for somebody who's confined to their bed or has not been used to that level of activity for a while, that would destroy them in a way. You know, maybe not literally, but to that person who lives a life of low activity levels, that could be tremendous. So it's less about, I mean, so exercise implies a state of activity that's intentionally higher than the normal baseline activity of life and living to create some kind of physiological, right, change in the body. So, like, you know, a change in your physical shape, right? The amount of fat content or muscle content of your body. Yeah, you know, changing your energy level. So your what's going on inside your body, how your body operates and functions, and using different kind of movements to change how your internal chemistry is operating. So the ancients in China would, or India or whatever, they have their Chinese yoga, their Qigong, right? Or their, you know, various yoga traditions or martial arts traditions where they can go inside themselves and look and say, how's my liver functioning? How's my heart functioning? How's my lung functioning? And then do some exercises or meditation specifically designed to change the way that that's working in their mind, in their body.
So those are exercises, right? You could be sitting, you could be meditating or making a sound like shh or something to affect your organs, right? And to them, that's a form of exercise. So it's a cultural term as well, or a term that's culturally loaded as well. So some people say we want, you know, you have to exercise more. Well, there's an upper limit to that. Some people say you need to exercise. There's also a lower limit where if you're not exercising enough, then it's not really doing anything, right? And I think we've all been guilty of a lot of these different parts of this misconceptions along the way. Exercise is not about, it doesn't mean you just go to the gym and go to the treadmill. It doesn't mean you just do nothing but bench press all the time. It implies, it's not about what it implies. It's not about what the word implies. Like, it's a that's a placeholder. Like, what one needs to do to see real change in their body, in their mind, in their physiology, their anatomy, is to create enough change. Create a change that's big enough and forceful enough that their world changes. It doesn't have to be a huge thing. So you need time, repetition, and technique, right? So with proper technique, either in, you know, good walking posture, if you're like a mall walker or a power walker, you like walking the beach, or if you're a runner, good running posture, or if you're going to the gym, good posture there, or if you're training your martial arts, good martial arts technique. You need repetition. You need to do the thing enough times to start to see change in your body. And once you start to see change in your body and change in your mind, then you need to keep doing it with consistency over time to create a deep and lasting change, to basically carve a new rut or lay new track in your life and in your consciousness, so that having a healthy and active, or having a more active life, a life that includes more movement and transformation, you are laying the underlying framework, the infrastructure, the technique in your mind and in your body to not only crave more movement, but to do it almost unconsciously. You put on your running shoes, you go outside and you take a walk, right? Or you thinking about your martial arts form, or you just know, like, the first time I ever went to yoga, the first one or two times, I was like, this is tremendous, this is awful, this is horrible. I had to get myself psyched up to go. And that may happen, of course, that, and even that still happens. Sometimes you're not in the mood, you got to get yourself psyched up. But over time, your body starts to miss. If you do it enough, your body's like, oh yeah, this is the good stuff. I love this. Keep doing this. But if you stop doing it so much, then your body misses it and craves it and tells you, like, where was that cool thing that you were doing? We felt so good. Like, you got to bring that back. It's pretty obvious. Not everybody, you know, one person's exercise and not another person's exercise. So it's, there's a lot of variability in what works for people and what doesn't work for people. So the discussion, once again, it's very helpful to reframe it and go back and say, okay, what's my result? What do I want to do? What am I willing to do? Right? Maybe you're not willing to be a half marathon runner or a marathon runner for the sake of being healthy. Maybe that's not what you need. Maybe if you can't get out of bed, you just need to wiggle around 5 times a day. Shaking is a real practice. It's a real thing. Shaking is a practice, you know, way of moving blood and lymph and musculature and stuff and bringing vivification to the body. But we'll talk about that another time. So anyway, just to kind of tie a bow on it, like, exercise is about doing enough of something to see a physiological change with enough repetition over time that change becomes not only apparent but obvious to you and to other people too, but mostly to you. All right. There you go.